Hello, welcome to Goth and Bougie Podcast.
Welcome
How's
on,
everybody? I hope you're fantastic, fucking fantastic, because I am fucking sick again.
Swear to God, my dog, shut
2 weeks
up.
later. Yeah, 2 weeks later, I'm sick. So, I'm
Was
allergic to
like,
the
we got
air.
this stomach bug, so we went with, I'm just going to jump right into my week, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
So what episode is this first? 84?
We are episode 85 and it's true
80. Oh,
crime.
that was a great year, man. 85. Smack in the middle of the 80s. Yeah, it's your true crime. You're doing a true crime or a serial killer?
I'm doing a true crime and there are no kids involved.
Oh, okay, kids. So yeah, so Cheyenne came into town, and so we went
Right.
to have dinner, and we went to, what all did we fucking do? I'm trying to remember now. Shit. Burlesque show. Oh, the Tanner Gallery. So we went by the Tanner
Oh,
Gallery.
yes. How was that?
It was really, really neat. I got to actually talk to Tanner and like have like a personal conversation with him, and he knew who I was.
Aww.
He was like, Belinda, right? I'm like, oh, you know my name. Thank you. I love
That's
you.
awesome.
But yeah, we realized that we are not art collectors so much as we are art lovers, because like this one, the one that his most stunning piece, I think, is called Emerald Bayou. And it is just, you got to look it up after you get off. You're gonna go look up his website and look up this painting, and I'll show you whenever we go, you come visit. It's green, it's beautiful.
Oh, if it's got
$26,000.
green, if it's got green, then I'm pretty sold on it because that's,
Yeah,
purple and green are my emerald green.
but it's $26,000, and I'm
Oh
like,
yeah, I won't be getting
yeah, no.
that.
And so Robert and I were talking, like, we are clearly art lovers and not art collectors so much. Like, we have one piece, that's all we got. We have no other artists or anything like that. Well, we have one Stan Rice print too, but it's like, and she was talking, the gallery director was talking to how people who buy that are serious collectors, and like they would need like its own room because it's humongous. It takes up a whole wall. So I'm like, yeah,
Wow.
we're not really art collectors. We're art lovers. We'll just go in and
That
look
probably
at it
wouldn't even
all.
fit in our house because our house
No,
is only 1,100 square feet.
ours either. I mean, nowhere for it. Nowhere. I
Yeah.
said, well, if we win the lottery, maybe that's what happens. But so after that, we went to eat at a place here that everyone told us was really good for Thai food. It's called Butsy's. But I don't know if it was the place or if we just got a stomach bug, because Robert and I shared shrimp head Thai, and I felt fine. But then right after that, we went to a burlesque show at the Always Lounge, and he got violently sick. And if
Like at
I,
the show?
yes. So like, he went to the bathroom and he came back, and I thought he had splashed water on himself, and he said, no, it's sweat. Like, he broke into the sweat, and he said
Oh,
his head on
wow.
the toilet. I'm like, okay, I guess we're gonna go. So we left Cheyenne and Caleb there. Cheyenne and Caleb said it was so fucking funny. It was called The Godless Creation, a hedonistic cabaret, and it was comedy, drag, and burlesque. And she said, like, one of the trans performers took off all their clothes and was like swinging around
Oh, wow.
all their
Hello.
clothes. Yes. And one of the burlesque performers, it went completely topless, no pasties, no nothing. So she was like, we definitely got our money worth on that. And again, only $20. So I really love the Always Lounge because they have shows consistently. They're good and they're not that expensive, because sometimes some of the shows like we would go to in Dallas, they can get pricey. So we did that. But yeah, Robert got really, really sick. So I thought, well, maybe it was the food we ate there. I thought it was tasty. But I only had like one shrimp, because like you and I both, we can't eat a whole lot. So like, I took a little bit. I had one shrimp, one li a little bitty bit of the rest of the meal, and I was fine. But he was so sick. But then the next day, I started feeling sick. So I don't know if it's just a bug, like we picked up some type of stomach bug, or if it was the food. I hope it's not the food, because I want to go back. I don't know if we'll be able to go back though, because Robert's like, I don't know. It's like, once you get sick off of something, turns your stomach for it, right? So yeah, but that was so that I my throat's a little rough and scratchy. You don't sound like you, but from just vomiting, from just, whoa. And I hate when you're doing that but it's nothing's coming
dry
out.
Heave.
Yes.
The just, dry heave.
And I want to cry. I always cry whenever I'm vomiting. I'm like,
because it's miserable. Like,
it's traumatic.
When you've had, you know, we've had weight loss surgery and we've talked about it before. And when you have that and you start vomiting, like, it's like four times worse than a person who hasn't had it vomiting. And it just like,
it hurts.
It hurts. You know,
like your whole stomach. It's like,
yeah,
you just vomit the whole thing out.
Yeah. And it's miserable. So yeah, I totally get it. So absolutely.
That was really it for us this week. It was really, really quiet. My sister's coming in tomorrow or maybe tonight. She doesn't know if she's going to be driving in. She may catch a late last minute flight. She said she hasn't decided yet, but she's doing boudoir photos here.
I know. I'm excited
Saturday.
For that.
I'm excited for her to do that. I always tell anyone who's thinking
about
doing it.
I don't know if Sarah listens to us or not, but I'm excited for that, Sarah. And I can't wait to see them because, you know.
And that's if she wants to share them. I just hope she likes them. So I'm going to go with her so I can, she wants me to go with her. She said she's terrified, but I always tell everyone who says, oh, I really would love to do that sometime. Do it. Fucking do it.
Yeah.
You most likely will love them. I've heard very, very few people say they don't like photos that they have taken of them, especially when it from one of those photographers, they know what they're doing. But do it. I'm all about doing the thing that you always say you want to do. I just told a friend that this week because she's like, oh, she posted a thing on Facebook that like, I'm really thinking about, you know, the whole moving to a new city thing. I'm like,
welcome.
Do it. I am all about doing the things that you say you always want to do. We only have one life. It's very fucking short. Make your life yours. So, but yeah, that was... That was it for my week.
I'm so sorry, guys. I'm going to try to get through this without having a fucking coughing fit. But if I have to mute myself, Belle, you're going to just talk because I have a cough drop. I have
one in each. One in
I have
each
a whole
cheek.
Bag. So, yeah, I just, my week has been, well, we went to Myrtle Beach last Saturday. I don't think I'm necessarily sick. I think most of it's just allergies because I'm allergic to the air and the dust and dander is like at 100% right now. It's been kind of raining. And so like the molds and shit are out and it's just, there's so many fucking trees around us, you know, and stuff's blowing and I'm just allergic to the air. So yeah, I mean, it's just.
It's not natural. Nature's not natural.
No. And you know, it's different from Texas. And so they're already bad in Texas and now they're just like 1,000 times worse. But anyway, so, I'm just trying to get through it. Jeff is the same way. Like he kind of got sick again too. He went back to work Monday after the gun.
You know
fiasco.
What you should do? If you think it really is like allergies because of your environment is get some local honey and eat it, put it in your drinks and stuff.
So one of the doctors I work for actually has, we have a beehive. He has a beehive right next to our office.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So yeah. So, I just need to talk to him to get some of that because
yes,
I'm pretty miserable.
Help.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's just, it hasn't been fun. It's more that more this week, my throat was killing me. Like I could feel my glands were swollen and I was like, what the hell is going on? Like it felt like I was swallowing razor blades at one point. So, and I fly back to Dallas on Tuesday. So I really need to be better, to get on the plane. So I'm there from Tuesday to Sunday. It's already time to take David back. And I'm so sad.
Yeah.
And he starts band camp on Wednesday. And I let him watch American Pie. Cause it's high school.
That's awesome.
So the one, but not the first and the second or third, whichever one is with Petey that plays the trombone.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Mom, now I saw you call me Petey. Cause he plays the trombone.
That's
so yeah, so yeah, so we went to Myrtle Beach last weekend. I took him to this place called Ride Makers, and you go in and it's like Build-A-Bear for boys, and you go in and you pick out your shell of the car. And it's $29, $20, pretty reasonable.
It's not bad, yeah.
It's not bad, but when you start adding stuff onto it, you know, he has a $58 remote control car now. So to make a remote control is $25 more, then you could go pick out, you know, whatever you wanted, unless you got the stock stuff. And I was like, you're getting stock stuff on the rest of it. So Jeff paid for the rest of it. He had $40 and then Jeff paid for the rest. So that was really good. I had never been to Myrtle Beach. We didn't see the actual beach. We walked around the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really cool. What else happened? I think that's about it. We met up with the guys at Schuler's and Eight, the guys and girls in the riding group, before we went. And, I haven't told you this, but my dad's younger brother, So we got the horrible news this week about him that he has lung cancer, and it's aggressive lung cancer. So, you know, I'm kind of mixed emotions about it, because it's, he never smoked a day in his life. He's never, I don't know. He's got young kids, his oldest son. I think Skylar's like 25. Tristan is maybe 23. And then Tessa's my girl's age. And so, you know, he's 11 years older than us.
Wow.
You know, so he's only in his late 50s, 56, you know, and it just never smoked, but he used to help my grandfather work on houses. Mm. So he was exposed to a lot of that stuff, you know, working on the building houses. So
Mel, that's scary, because with your dad too, it doubles the rate
for me to get pancreatic cancer is what happens. So, you know, my risk was maybe 30%, but now that he's got a sibling that has some sort of cancer, it basically makes it where I have like 60% chance of getting it. So it's scary, but you know, I hope I don't get it. Maybe it skips generations. My kids hopefully don't get it, but I just, you know, grandkids, I don't know, but it's pretty scary. So I'm going to cough. I'm sorry. So we had that news, and I hate what they're going through. They're Missouri, so they're not close where I can just run, take them a meal or something. Yeah. So I've kept in contact with my aunt, but, you know, I mean, we're hoping for the best. He did have the first surgery, then removed part of the lobe to find out if it was cancer with biopsies. Went back in last Friday, had the additional surgery to remove the margins on his lung, the lobe. They also took lymph nodes to send those off to see if it's in his lymph nodes, to see how aggressive they need to be with doing everything. But it is an aggressive cancer, is all they've told us. So I'm assuming he's in like stage 3 or 4. We're not sure at this point. I didn't want to ask too many questions, but they're just still being kind of fresh for them.
There's still trying to process all of it. Yeah.
Right. And you know, you're kind of in shock, because I've been there, and it's just a process that you have to go through. So he's home, he's recovering. And he's, like I said, he's my dad's youngest brother. And, you know, I told my mom, I said, Mom, I don't understand why Dad and Uncle Jeff wound up getting cancer and Dad dying. And I mean, I hate to say, but I mean, if he's in stage 4, there's not much we can do for him, make him comfortable. And the two brothers that are kind of out there and kind of crazy and haven't really done much for their lives are fine. Do you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does seem to be that way. Yeah.
And that's what I told Jeff. I said, this is when I have a really hard time and I'm angry with God because I don't understand these things. And those are the first questions I'm going to ask him. Because I'm that type of person. I want you to explain stuff to me. Why? Why would you choose this person and this person and leave these people that have raped and murdered these serial killers that are out doing shit? Why don't they have cancer and you killed my dad? You know, because I mean,
God doesn't work that way. If you don't believe in God, you're listening, totally respect that. I do believe there is something, but one person, I was talking to a pastor or something one time, and he said, well, God's not a magician. He can't wave a magic wand. He's
not Harry Potter.
Yes. He can't just make everything better. Omnipotent does not necessarily mean that he can make all those changes, because things were set in motion way before, getting his diagnosis. That's why I don't believe that's what God is. I believe God is more of a companion. I don't think that God really can change all things. He would be going against his own rules. I mean, he can't change things.
It just makes you wonder why the good stuff, why the good people, bad things happen to all these good people.
Yeah, because even if you don't believe in God, it's like karma or the universe. It's like, what is happening?
Right. And that's something I've definitely struggled with since my dad passed, you know, almost 7 years ago. I've definitely, you know, I used to be really religious and I'm just not anymore. And, you know, and that's one of the reasons why, it's because I just had this, you know, I'm getting.
It's like an awakening. More. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, anyway, so I have a cough.
I completely.
So I'm sorry if you guys I
completely am on the same wavelength with you on that, because like I've had these soul searching moments. It's usually, you know, in the bathtub or in the shower, and you know, you're just thinking about everything, and you're like, I just don't get any of it. And I've even like had just conversations that say like, if you are like talking to God, if you are that kind of God, I don't have nothing to do with you. but then fine, I will take my risks. And I, if I'm going to be damned to hell, then fine. That's fine. I don't want to be, I will have nothing to do with that. I'm not going to have a toxic relationship, even if it's with a deity. So I'll pick another deity. But no, I totally get that. And that's very human for us to wonder like what the fuck is going on in the universe.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just been, and then today Jeff's biological grandmother died this morning. His biological dad's mom, which he was adopted by his stepdad when he was younger. And so he wasn't very close to his biological dad, but it's still his grandmother. And he he's out riding his motorcycle right now.
He did know her.
I believe he did, but he's out riding his motorcycle right now to clear his mind. So.
I take that back. Sorry, Jeff. I didn't mean to make it seem like if you know somebody more than it makes a difference. He could have never known her and it still affects you.
Yeah, he doesn't talk much about them, but his uncle called him and told him today. So it's just been, you know, it's just been kind of like we're both of us aren't feeling well and we got that news and I have to take David back next week. So it's just kind of like I'm kind of sad.
A lot of reflection, you know?
Yeah, I'm just kind of sad and because I don't know when I'm going to see David after I take him back. Yeah. So I'm just like, it just makes me sad. So anyways, but yeah, so I mean, that's pretty much
it. Because all that reminds you of your mortality. And then there's your piece of your heart. You're having to put on a plane. Yeah.
Well, I'm flying back with him. So,
you have to leave him there.
Yeah. I have to leave him there. Yeah. Yes. So we're going to an aircraft carrier and, in Charleston, New Yorktown this Saturday, because David loves military. And, we are going to, I told you, I hate to call it this, but it is a slave market in Charleston, because it's where they used to sell slaves back in the day. And so it's still, you know, it's called the market, French and the slave market, but it's called the market. And so we're going to go there and they have shops and stuff set up. So
it's
we're
called
check
the
that
slave
out.
Market.
Yeah. So it's still called that because they sold slaves, not necessarily that. I did read a little bit about it yesterday. They don't necessarily sell slaves there, but on the street is where they would sell them. And Charleston was apparently one of the top places that slaves were sold back in the day. So it's got that huge history with, you know, so all I can think of is Candyman. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Plantations and stuff. Like that's all I can think of is Candyman. Cause you know, he was a slave. And all these plantations that we have, like, that's all I feel like is going to happen, you know? So I'm just like, fuck, don't say it, you know? So.
Candyman.
Yeah. So I'm just like, Jesus. So yeah, we're going to do that. And I told you I'm part of the South Carolina. So if you guys are listening, hello, then I'm part of the South Carolina, pinup community now. So that's really rockabilly community. So that's really cool. There's a huge, huge rockabilly, festival that's going on in October outside of Charleston.
Nice.
And I already told Jeff we are going. Absolutely, that day is reserved for that. I don't care. So I cannot freaking wait just to go. And it's like Viva Las Vegas. You know, the weekend is nothing but pinup and rockabilly.
What week
so
is
super
it? Wait,
excited
again?
About that.
When did you say it was?
It's in October. Yeah, I don't know the exact weekend. I'll have to tell you. But yeah, it's in October. So. I have been looking at wedding venues, so I got some of that going. So, I think I love that dress that I sent you.
Yes, me too.
So, so at my wedding will not be a conventional wedding. It's going to be very fun and very different because that's me. That's how I am. I'm very different and weird and fun. And that's how my wedding to be. So,
we should have a seance.
Oh shit. A seance at the wedding. I was thinking about getting a fortune teller that reads like tarot cards and stuff.
Yes.
So that I think that'd be really cool.
That'd be a little like not so shocking as a seance, like a tarot reader. That would be good.
Want it to be fun and different. I want to have an area they can get like fake tattoos on, like kind of rockabilly, but you know, so I'm all over the place. I want it witchy, but I want it rockabilly, but I want it pinned up. So I don't know. I'm kind of all over the place with it. So I have to just, once I find the place I'm going to have it at, I get the vibe from that and then go from there. So
we'll do gothabilly. But,
So
you're the one who told me that term.
Yeah. Gothabilly is something I'm more leaning towards a little bit because I love the Halloween and the goth part of it because it's just how we are, you know, but I'm more like goth. I feel like I'm just more like gothabilly, more
totally
witchy, you know, rockabilly. So, with all my leopard and black. I wear more black than anything, which you know. So like, you know, but yeah, so we'll see, but it's getting along. So I'm still kind of on cloud nine that I'm freaking engaged. I don't believe it yet. So, yeah. So,
I found a store really here that you will love. It's not the one that you and I saw. It's a different one. I bought an umbrella there. It's beautiful. I'll show you whenever you get here. It's really, really pretty because my umbrella was rusting out. But I'm like, oh my God, Mel would love this place. It's got all, it's like called Italy Direct or something like that. But everything's imported from Italy. And some of the stuff's like pricey, but they'll make you a deal like right there. And he's got just racks of these dresses that you would love and all the shoes and stuff. Like, oh my God, we got to go there and just look. Yeah, you'll love it.
There's a few clothing places that I follow on TikTok that are there, Nola, that I absolutely want to go to. One of them is really cool. I'll find it and I'll send it to you. But it's like almost like festival type clothing, but goth stuff too, like fun stuff like we like to wear. So anyway.
I may have been there. But I mean, yeah.
That's pretty much it for my week. You know, and we're going to go to David wants to go to the flea market on Sunday. We have a couple of flea markets by us that are pretty cool. He loves to go to. And then I go to work Monday and then we leave like super early at 6:30 in the morning on Tuesday. And then Amy's going to pick us up from the airport. So
nice.
Yeah, pretty much it. Yeah. So that's it. That's my life right now. It's not very fun.
It's always fun.
But it will be fun Labor Day weekend. Let me tell you. I cannot freaking wait for that. I need to get away.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So,
are you ready to get into you ready to get into my story?
I am ready.
You ready to get into my story?
Yes.
Okay. So it shows that your bandwidth is low. So we're just gonna move on and I'll let you catch up. So again, it's episode 85 and it's my true crime week. So I know kids are involved, which you guys should be very happy about. So it's about the murder of Lindsay Hawker. I don't know if you've heard about her or not.
Wait, what's her last name?
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I have horrible allergies. Hawker, H-A-W-K-E-R.
Let's say Falker.
Hawker. No, it's not Falker. It's not the Falkers. Hawker. Like, Hawker.
Nice. Hawker.
Okay. So she was 22 years old. She was very young. She didn't know meeting a possible student, Tatsuya Ichihashi, would be the last person she would ever lay her eyes on and meet. So we'll kind of get into talk about her first. And he's Japanese, obviously. Wow, my screen was little and now got bigger. That was weird. Abracadabra. Damn. Okay. So try to get through this without coughing and losing my voice, guys. So Lindsay Hawker, she was born to Bill and Julia Hawker, who lived in Coventry, England. Her family came from Brandon, Warwickshire. Worcestershire. That's so hard to say. Warwickshire. It's a village outside of Coventry. She was schooled at King Henry School, Coventry, and studied biology at the University of Leeds, where she achieved a first class. We know I can't talk and say words, guys. Come on. A first class honors degree. She graduated in 2006. Although she planned to pursue a master's degree, she taught English for a year in Japan starting in October 2006 at the Kwai Tokyo branch of NOVA, then Japan's largest private English conversation school. I'm not looking at you because my big computer's right here and I'm having to read it off there. I'm being like professional okay. today and I have Google Docs up. So it was the largest private English conversation school in Japan. She shared her accommodation with two other foreign female teachers. On the day she disappeared, her family became distressed because her lack of contact, which never happened, she had used email, Skype, and telephone calls to maintain contact with her family. So there was never a time that she had not contacted her family, like throughout the day and stuff. So Tatsuya Ichihashi, I'm sorry if I'm saying that incorrect, but I'm doing my best Japanese way to say it. So anyways, Tatsuya Ichihashi.
You said Tatsuya.
Hey, my last name is Titsworth. So he was born in Gifu Prefecture. So Gifu Prefecture on January 5th, 1979. He grew up in Gifu as well as in Chiba Prefecture. Guys, you know, I can't fucking say these words. So I'm trying to say as best I can. which is just east of Tokyo. I know how to say Tokyo. His mom was a dentist and his father was a medical doctor. After graduating from the Department of Horticulture at Chiba University in 2005, Ichihashi did not work and lived on a monthly allowance of about 100,000 yen, which is around $600 or $768 US at that time. From his parents, Ichihashi was 28 years old at the time of the murder and lived in the city of Ichikawa in Chiba. Let me tell you, these words are ridiculous.
You're doing good. Just keep going.
Oh my gosh. He had no previous convictions, but he had been the subject of an allegation of theft and injury 6 years before Hawker's death. sorry, guys. He had allegedly assaulted a man on the street during a robbery, but the matter had been settled outside of court. He had been in a stable year-long relationship with a Japanese woman at the time.
That means he was bought off.
Yes.
Probably by his parents.
Probably, because they were very wealthy. If he, mm-hmm. I mean, if they did what they did, you know, freaking dentist and a medical doctor in Japan. Yeah. So he was with a lady, a Japanese lady, for about a year, stable, long relationship at the time of Hawker's killing. Police described him as a loner with an obsession for physical fitness. He regularly attended a gym and cycled 25 kilometers a day. And I'm not doing the math on that, as y'all can figure that out. He also had an interest in violent manga, which some reporters linked to the case of the murder of Hawkers.
Interesting.
So, I don't know how long you've been recording, but we can go ahead and take a break, or I can tell you about their meeting really fast. Okay.
I think it is a good time. No, go ahead.
Okay. Let me tell you about their meeting really fast, and then we'll take a break, because it's not a very long little tidbit here. So Hawker had told her boyfriend in England how she met Ichihashi in an email message 4 days before she died. He approached Hawker during her train journey home from work. He at first said Hawker was his English teacher. She was not. And then asked her to confirm that. Ichihashi chased her as she cycled home and asked for a glass of water when she arrived. Hawker felt sorry for him and allowed him inside her flat, but showed him to her. Two flatmates as a precaution to like say, hey, this guy just followed me home. This is what he looks like. Once inside, Ichihashi drew a picture of her and signed it with his name, telephone number, and an email address. The pair agreed to meet for an English lesson at a cafe 4 days later, which was permitted by the Nova School. So basically, he was saying that, like, he approached her and said, hey, you're my English teacher. So he had done research and apparently been stalking her. Right. Said, hey, you're my English teacher. And she's like, no, I don't think so. I'm not. I've never seen you before in my life. Then he followed her home like a stalker and got into her flat. So now he knows how her flat's laid out. And, yeah,
and her being kind-hearted, she's like, yes. Oh, what are the odds? Well, just so happens yes. for you.
You need to look so up good. Her picture. Look up her picture. She's a beautiful young lady. Beautiful young lady. Just gorgeous. Beautiful blue eyes. Blue eyes, long brown hair. Just beautiful. We can take a break now, and then we'll get into the events and stuff of her sounds tragic good. Death.
Stay tuned, right, everybody.
And join fucking Patreon.
Yes, listen to this ad again.
Hey y'all, Mel here from the Goth and Bougie podcast. Did you know that you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/gothandbougiepodcast? The and is spelled out. You can sign up for different tiers. We have a $5, $10, and $25 tier that's per month, and you get special privileges and gifts depending on which tier you sign up for. We appreciate the support to help us make the best podcast out there. Thanks so much for your support.
Thank you all for running and joining Patreon right now, which we know you did. Thank you so much.
Yes, and we'll get your gifts out to you after you've been a member for a month.
Yes.
Let me clear on my throat.
On your second month, you get your gift. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And we need to get the other gifts out to you guys. I know. I fucking know. I fucking know.
I know. I know. It's happened. So bad.
It may be because Belle has some of the gifts with her, so it may be September
I
before we get them out, because I need to
do.
get the gifts. So I need to get the
So,
gifts from
well,
you.
it might be when you get, come and visit on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Yeah, we
Mel's
can
coming to
send it out.
visit the beginning of September for Labor Day. And then her and I will have a business meeting and we
Yes.
will make sure everything gets
Guys, we have what, 5 days together?
You're coming
Five
in on
days together?
Thursday and you're leaving on
Friday.
Monday. Oh, you're coming on
Wait,
Friday? I thought you were coming in Thursday night.
I'm coming in Thursday night and I leave on Tuesday morning.
So 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 full days. One,
Yay.
two, three, 4 nights. Gosh,
Yes.
you're gonna be so tired when you get back to town because you're gonna
Oh,
be
I
hung
know.
over
Oh,
and
yes.
tired.
I told the girls in my office I'm gonna be drunk the whole
I have to look and start looking now at like if there's any shows that we may want to go to, like the burlesque shows and stuff like that, because I would want to make sure like we kind of plan it out. I
Yes,
try
you're the
not
good
to plan
planner.
things out too much, but like if you don't have some type of a like outline of what you want to do,
I want to go to the goth club, so.
you want to go dancing. So that's Saturday night. So that would be a
Yes, and
Saturday
I want to
night.
go shopping to some of those cute stores, so.
Yes, so we can make, I think we should make that, yeah, just like a an all day thing to where that's the day we go shopping. Yes.
All right,
It
guys,
would
you ready
need to
for my
be early.
first
Wait, you
summer?
see, now I'm thinking of this trip. It has to be early in the trip because if you want to wear any of the stuff that you buy.
You broke out, said not hear what you said. It has to be early in the trip because then why?
God, in case you want to wear any of it.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And we got to make time for our pictures too, so.
Yes, because Robert's already, we're already preparing for that too. I have the tea set. Fucking fantastic. It's gonna be a great time.
Yes. All right,
Okay,
guys,
finish
are you
your
ready for the
story
rest
of
of my story?
this psycho guy.
So we're gonna get into the crazy events that transpired to her horrific murder. So Hawker and Itahashi met on Saturday, March 24, 2007, in a cafe. Afterwards, they caught a taxi to his apartment. Now, why the fuck would you go to this man's apartment when you don't know him? Anyways, it was only a few hundred yards away. She told the taxi driver to wait for a short time and went to the apartment.
Wait.
Seven.
They took a taxi to his apartment, which was only a couple hundred yards away.
And she told the taxi driver to wait for her.
How far is a couple hundred yards? That's only well, okay, I guess I maybe wouldn't want to walk that either.
I don't know. My brain's tired and I'm coughing too
I
much
always
too,
think
I
of
think.
yards as like a football field, you know, the 50-yard line. So a football
Yeah,
field's 100
yeah.
yards. I wouldn't want to walk to a football
It was a
field.
few hundred yards. They're probably like three blocks, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, go
So
ahead. I'm
she
sorry.
asked the taxi driver to wait. And 7 minutes later, the taxi driver left after she failed to return. Hawker's naked body was later found. Are you ready? Buried in a bath filled with a mixture of compost soil and sand on the apartment's balcony. So there's a bathtub on his balcony that he filled up with her
He was
body and then
prepared for
put.
this.
Exactly. She had been bound and gagged with plastic ties and scarves, with one of her hands lying outside the mixture. Bruises across Hawker's upper body. I keep trying to say Hawking's because that's what we know is Hawking's. Hawker's upper body indicated that she had been subjected to a prolonged attack. And so she had been, brutally attacked and a lot of trauma.
mean,
Sorry,
she
guys.
probably fought back really, hard.
Absolutely. And she wasn't a big girl. She was pretty thin too. Not that she was frail, not that she wasn't strong, but I'm just saying, like, she was not a, like, I have cushion. Like, I have cushion. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she didn't have any, I mean, she was very thin. Police said the egg-sized bruises on the left side of her face appeared to have been inflicted with a fist, while lesser marks on the upper body resulted from collisions with furniture. So he was punching her and she was falling into furniture, basically. So both of them were familiar with martial arts. He was more experienced than she was, having attained a black belt.
Wow. So she did know.
Hawker had died when her assailant began strangling her and broke the cartilage in her neck. His head, Hawker's head was shaved after she was killed. So her hair was down. I mean, it was long. It was like probably to her elbows. Like it was beautiful, long, thin, or not thin, but long, straight hair. Her belongings were found strewn all across the room. Media had reported in the days after her death that he had buried her in sand, but he actually buried the body in a mixture of sand and compost soil, then sprayed it with the substance used to compact and decompose waste. It is believed that he planned to either bury the body in concrete or to wait until it had decomposed. He had bought the materials over the course of six visits to his local hardware store in the hours leading up to the arrival of the police on March 26th. Nova reported Hawker missing at 2:30 p.m. on March 26th after she failed to teach her classes, which Nova was a school, scheduled for the 25th and 26th of March. Her friends had tried to contact the police, but the message was not conveyed to the proper authorities within the department. So her roommates, flatmates, and her boyfriend, two officers were dispatched. Likely her flatmates had seen him, which was a good thing.
That so she yeah, said, they had some
this guy's here to get water, and they saw him. Yes, right, right. So two officers that were dispatched, they reached his apartment at 5:40 p.m., but were not permitted to knock without proper cause. The officers noticed somebody in the apartment, even though no light was visible.
Okay, they wait, is that like a law there? It's like they don't have to, they can't knock. Like here, you can't go in without a warrant. You know, you have to be ready to write. So maybe there, that's one of their rules, is that you can't even knock on the door unless you have proper cause.
You're catching up, so I'm trying to listen to what you're saying. I'm guessing that's one of their rules. I'm guessing that they have to have probable cause to knock on the door. You were catching up a little bit so no. I had to listen. You were like, so
I know, and I, so that, I don't know how
you sounded like Dory from Nemo just now.
So, so guys, I don't know how this is going to come across whenever it actually airs.
Sorry, guys, if there's a pause there. Because I was trying to help hear Belle's question so I could answer her. So you have to have probable cause in order to knock on the door, where here you can just knock on the door and then search the apartment. You have to have a warrant. You have to have a warrant to actually go into the apartment unless they give you permission. But to knock on the door, you actually have to have probable cause there in Japan. Yeah. So where was I? So the officers again noticed that someone was in the apartment because there was a light. There was no light visible though. So they had been told of previous allegations made against him and that the officers called for backup at 7 o'clock PM. So they got there at 5:40 PM. Now we're at 7 o'clock PM. Within the next hour, seven more officers arrived. 2 hours after the nine officers had assembled outside, he left the apartment barefoot and wearing a rucksack, which is just like the Japanese outfits. He was made aware of the situation and tried to run away from the officers. One officer grabbed his rucksack, but he had continued to flee. None of the officers had radios, so the officer on the fourth floor could not alert those on the ground. He eluded the officers by vaulting the last few feet of the stairway to the ground, but he was later rediscovered wearing a pair of athletic shoes. So somewhere he had hidden these shoes somewhere, and then he found them and put them on. He escaped again by zigzagging through the street. The rucksack contained his gym clothes, which police believed he was going to wash at the gym. Police suspect that between Sunday night and early Monday morning, he moved his bathtub from the bathroom to the balcony and put Hawker's body into it. Neighbors said they heard some weird sounds and the moving around of that bathtub, because I'm sure it was loud. You know, if he wasn't on the first floor and he was above, you could hear everything. They could hear metal scraping and striking stuff and something being dragged during that time. So on Tuesday, the police obtained an arrest warrant for him. Tuesday.
That long.
The next, you know, a few days later, next day, they got an arrest warrant. On suspicion of abandoning Hawker's body, they put him on the nationwide wanted list. On March 29th, detectives removed a shopping trolley in which he is believed to have transported the bags of horticultural soil he used to bury her from his apartment building. That same day, 20 police officers raided Hotel Chateau, a love hotel, you know, Japanese are very open about sex and stuff. If you don't know this, they're very open about it. It's not, you know, prohibited at all. They have, we've talked about some, geisha and stuff like that.
Japanese culture has some pretty kinky shit in it. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So he was at a hotel chateau, a love hotel near Nishi Funabashi Station, east of Tokyo, but did not find him there. Police released a new wanted poster of him, which included an enchanted image of the suspect disguised as a woman. So they also released images of the drawing he had made of Hawker, hoping that someone would recognize the drawing style of how he drew her, because maybe he was doing that with other women. Maybe he had killed other women. They didn't know. So in early 2008, police investigated sightings of him among sections of Kabukicho popular with homosexuals, where he had tentatively been identified by his male sexual partners. However, in the later part of the year, the investigation stalled. By October 2008, 140 officers were involved in the relatively large investigation. So it went from the 7 officers to 140 officers. Later that month, the police suggested that he may have committed suicide. Hawker's father called his called this a ploy to scale down the operation because they were tired of dealing with it and they wanted it to be a cold case and they were tired of spending money on trying to find
His
him.
parents said that.
Her parents, her dad.
Okay.
So which and so the, you know, they're British, so they're in England where he's in Japan. So which some inside sources said that was coming to a close. Japanese police told neither the Hawker family nor the British Foreign and Commonwealth Office that, you know, what was going on. Reports speculating about his location continued, and on January 15th, 2009, an article, sorry guys, sorry, an article in Japan, sorry, I lost my place, had a cough. Okay, back to what I was saying. On June 25th, where's it at? Do, to do. On January 15th, 2009, an article in Japan Today, citing a reporter from the weekly magazine SPA, reported that he was had fled to the Philippines. So on March 21st, 2009, on the run-up to the second anniversary of her death, 2 years after her death, 2 years, the police released life-size cutouts of him to raise the profile of the case. So they made like cutouts of his of him. So I used to have a life-size Edward and Jacob, remember? So I just picture this man. I used to stick it in the hall when the girls would have friends over, like Edward, and stick it in the hall. So when they walked out to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, it would scare the shit out of
They used to
him.
have a life-size Johnny Depp as the pirate guy. And remember, I used to send you that from my pictures of that from my old office.
You've never seen the movie. Why would you have him?
It wasn't
Oh,
mine.
I would like, oh, you sent me a picture of that because you, I
Yeah.
love Johnny. She sent me a picture of it there. I remember you sending it to me. This is in my office. I was like, oh, Johnny. I love Johnny Depp. For those of you that don't know. So on June 26th, 2009, the Japanese National Police Agency raised the cash reward for her in information leading to him being arrested from 1 million to 10 million yen. The manner in which this reward would be distributed was questioned when he was arrested later that year. Several informants, including a cosmetic surgeon clinic in, so he's trying to change his face, Nagoya, an employee at an Osaka construction company where he was worked for 14 months, and an Osaka ferry company employee who reported sighting someone who resembled him, contributed to his capture. On November 4th, 2009, police disclosed that he had undergone plastic surgery on October 24th at a clinic
Wow.
in Nagoya, where he had his nose uplifted. He had failed to receive surgery at Fukuoka in mid-October, where he was trying to change more features. I have to cough, so if you want to talk for a minute, I'm going to pause myself, okay?
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm going to cough bad.
I know, and I'm probably gonna. I don't even know if I'm on the same time as you. If this has been a shit show, guys, it's my internet has been down all day. Cox internet sucks here in New Orleans. I'm gonna say that, but I'm having to use my hotspot, and so it has just been a mess. And so I'm lagging. Mel's lagging for me.
I'm back.
Yeah. Welcome back.
I'm coughing to death. That's all. I just cough so fucking hard. I think I pulled a muscle on my goddamn abdomen because this fucking has a Charlie horse mouth. Jesus. I'm so sorry, guys. I gotta get this shit under control. I need a whole body transplant, lung transplant at this point, because Jesus. Okay, back to this.
All you keep crazy doing is scratching story. Your face, and I can tell your allergies are killing you.
My allergies are. Oh my god, they are freaking killing me. I have eczema on my leg, and I'm over it. So, Jesus. I'm so freaking sorry, guys. If you've made it this far through this shit show, then
COVID.
Thank you for staying with us. Jeez. Honestly, the girls at work, when I was sick a few weeks ago, they all got it. And we all think we had the variant because the shots that don't cover the variant,
right?
You know, the Delta variant, and we all had the symptoms of it. And we were pretty sick, so it sucks. All right, guys. So back to what I was saying. So they had disclosed that he tried to go undergo surgery and he couldn't go through it. He had his nose uplifted. He had apparently received cosmetic surgery as well on several occasions to remove two moles on his cheek, add a fold to his eyelids, then both lips, and increase the height of his nose before he visited the clinic. Police released to the press a photograph taken immediately before his last surgery. And so that's how they were able to, because you take pictures. I've had plastic surgery. So you stay there and they take pictures of you before and they take pictures of you after. We're in July. This was 2009 is whenever all this stuff is transpiring.
When did he kill her?
He killed her in, let me go back up here because I don't remember, 2006.
Oh. So that's a little trick right there. Not only, you know, burying the body.
I'm sorry. It was 2000. It's 2007 is whenever he murdered her. So it's 2 years. Yeah. 2 years after is whenever he started having. All in that time. Because you didn't want to get caught. Why'd you fucking kill her? You know what you're doing. You know. So. Let me go back up here. So he had all that fucking plastic surgery done, unfortunately. And not that it helped him very much, because when you look at his pictures, it did not help him at all. Not at all. Not at all. He's not an attractive man at all. let me tell you. He's not Han from Fast and Furious, who I freaking love to death. So I'm just going to say the new Fast and Furious came out and I haven't seen it yet. And Han is back in it. And I need to see it.
You know, because he's my guy. I think two of those.
I mean, Tokyo Drift comes on. My eyes are glued to the damn TV to see Han. And then he dies and I'm sad. So, all right. So he had all this fucking plastic surgery. We digress. Sorry. He had all this fucking plastic surgery done. Again, it didn't work for him. So November 10th, 2009, he was captured in Osaka while trying to board a ferry to Ikanawa. He did not confess upon being arrested. And when his 23-day period of... My hair is blowing in my face. I think that's why I keep itching it. Fucking
I should put this video on hair. For our Patreons, because this is like the real.
So he did confess as soon as they arrested him. Yes. When his 23-day period of detention without charge expired on December 2nd, he was initially charged with abandoning a body and served two more warrants for rape and murder. Mm. His lawyers alleged that he was threatened with the death penalty if he did not speak. And if his anything was attributed to fatigue. Oh, he said that it was all contributed to fatigue and stress. So on December 23rd, one of his attorneys announced that he had acknowledged that he was involved in Hawker's death, but he had not intended to kill her and had attempted artificial resuscitation to bring her back to life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Green, writing for the Japan Times, said that the case, which had been extensively covered by the media, sorry, was likely to test the fairness of Japan's judicial system, which operates as a lay judge. Can you pause this and we'll come back in a minute to finish recording because I really have to cough. Yes. Hello. We're back. I'm sorry. I had a horrible coughing fit. Like, I am sweating. I was coughing so bad. I'm so sorry, guys. Hopefully I'll get this shit under control. This is a video just for our fucking Patreons.
That's what I'm saying. It's like we're both hot fucking messes right now.
Like you see me dying. Jesus. I mean, I don't
think
know.
I it's pulled just... a muscle in my arm. I think when we were tubing, I didn't tell you this.
Oh.
So I think I'm going to digress, guys. Too bad. When we were tubing and, you know, we were
hopefully you didn't
died.
Rip like the muscle in your shoulder.
That's what I'm scared of, because whenever that happened, I had reached behind me to grab the tree branch because it was choking me. And so when I caught it, it like jerked and I cannot move this arm. Like I can't, like, that's it. I can't do see all this. It's, oh my God, it's so painful.
I bet you tore your rotator cuff.
Shut up.
I bet you tore your rotator cuff or your bicep tendon.
See, I looked online.
It's a horrible surgery. I'm gonna come in September and she's gonna go to the doctor. She's gonna have that brace on everywhere we go.
Look out. So I think what you just said, what'd you say, the bicep tendon? I think it's that because it hurts.
Bicep tendon
more
or
down
rotator
here.
Cuff?
Rotator cuff. I ran a lot. It's more in the shoulder, and I don't feel that up there as much as I do right here. So I think if it's still hurting in 2 weeks.
So that's the surgery that Brian had, and he had to wear that damn that foam thing.
Yeah, if it's still hurting in 2 weeks, then I told Robert I would go because like a pulled muscle, and I know you're coughing, just cough it out. But like a pulled muscle would, it'll start to feel better after a couple weeks.
Sorry, I had to pause.
So if it's still hurting, then I need to go to the doctor. So I will after a couple weeks. Okay, you ready to finish this story?
1 second.
Ashonda, cover for you. And so how's everybody doing? I don't want to hit pause because
it went down the wrong way.
Take forever to.
I'm back.
Okay, here we go.
I'm back.
This
I'm back. I'm
shit.
Back. I'm back. Okay, so let's get through this shit now. Oh, welcome to the shit show. Like I'm sweating. I don't make me laugh. I'll start coughing. Okay. Okay, so. Apparently, the guy wrote the story, Stephen Green, writing to the Japanese Times to try to, you know, test the fairness of the Japanese judicial system, which operates a lay judge system as has the operation of the death penalty in certain cases. However, it's extremely rare in Japan to be sentenced to death for killing only one person. As of 2010, fewer than 10 of the 111 inmates of Japan's death row had killed only one person, including previous convictions.
Wait, only one person?
In court, he admitting to only fewer than 10 of the 111 inmates of Japan's death row had killed only one person. So they were like serial killers and killed multiple people.
God.
So in court, he admitted to suffocating Hawker to prevent him from screaming for help while he raped her. On July 21st, 2011, the Chiba District Court sentenced him to life imprisonment for the murder of Hawker. The Hawker family had requested the death penalty, but the court felt the death penalty was inappropriate because he had no previous convictions. And
he only
of the
killed
age
one person. I mean,
sorry,
only
guys.
One. Gosh,
one.
It's like they get a
and
loud
at the
one.
Age of 32. And at the age of 32, there was still a chance he could be rehabilitated.
At least they have faith in people. They're going to get better. I think I'm going to pause it.
I am so sorry, guys, about the shit show. The internet issues, my coughing. Like, you guys should be fucking used to it if you've made
you're
it.
You're listening. No kidding. If they've made it this far, you guys are ride or die bitches. We
so
love you
during,
guys.
During the investigation, Hawker's parents strove to keep their daughter's case in the media. They appealed for information shortly after the murder. Visited Japan 3 months later to renew attention and visited again a year after her death, employing the media, to keep the case alive and for him to turn himself in. Although Bill Hawker expressed dismay of the lack of police, Hawker's family returned again on the second anniversary of her death, and her father revisited a country a month after he was arrested to express his gratitude for all they had done, the police had done to catch.
Aww.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it's really sad. So anyways, sad story. I got a cough.
It's okay.
It wasn't a bad cough, but I don't want to cough in y'all's ears anymore.
It's making me need a cough, and I don't even need a cough. I'm like, why am I Belle, coughing?
She's she passes it. She listens to me cough, and I'm just like, like, I'm gagging. I'm coughing so fucking hard. Jesus. My nose is running. My eyes are running.
It's okay.
I'm
itching.
Jesus.
But I'm just letting you know, I'm getting the bell ready because I'm ready for this to be over. No, I'm kidding. I'm not ready.
I have a funny story, and it was so funny. So yesterday, we have an ice cream truck that comes through, right? And so I hear it. And so, because I missed work yesterday, I wasn't feeling well. I said, David, the ice cream man's here. And he got cash on my purse. Yes. I'm trying to make through this without coughing. And he runs out there. He's all flagging, like his hand. You know, my son is, he's tall. Like, you can't miss him. Like, he's not a small kid. He's waving his arms, like, you know, like, hey, I'm here. I'm here. We live in a cul-de-sac. We live on, like, the beginning of the cul-de-sac. The first, one of the first houses, like, when the cul-de-sac, the circle starts.
Gotcha.
He goes, it's like a little van thing turns. He's, like, waving. He's chasing it like a dog chasing the school bus. I could not stop laughing. Then our neighbor across the street, that's a police officer, Mariah, comes out, and she's like, he's not even stopping. And then I see the driver. She's on her fucking phone.
Yes. So poor David. He's like, God, please.
And she finally stopped. She finally stopped, but it was like down the street, like, you know, a mile down the street. And he's chasing him all the way down the mile, chasing this damn ice cream truck down the street. And I'm just dying laughing.
But man, I understand that commitment.
Funniest shit I've seen in a while. So I couldn't even tell Jeff the story. I was laughing so hard. So anyways, but yeah, so that's it on my story on crazy pants. My family goes out to Lindsay Hawker's family. It's just a horrible story, losing a daughter and horrible death. I mean, she did not need to go through that. So you guys follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and everything else. You ready?
Yeah.
I got to cough really fast. Anything else to add?
No, but I'm not going to say anything. Just you are, because we're both so lagging, and I'll ring the bell after I hear you say it.
Our high priest.
Yeah.
Oh God. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Y'all come back now. You here? Ding, ding, ding. Bye guys.
Bye.